Hello and welcome to I've Been Thinking. This is your host, Dr. Kim Regis. Today we're going to talk about caring for your mental health in the chaos. So what chaos? You know, I don't want to spend too much time outlining all the things that have happened this year in 2020, but I am pretty sure wherever corner of the world you are in, you probably have a list of things that you have faced this year, either individually or as a community or as a world. There's just been a lot of things going on. So as we approach the season where many different communities celebrate holidays in one way or another, or events, whatever that may mean for you or the people around you, I thought it'd be a good time to reflect on how to take care of ourselves during this time. So I'm just going to go through a few tips and then we'll sign off for the day. So tip number one, just say no to drama. That's almost laughable right now, but let me explain. If you feel overwhelmed, stressed, or worried, pause and take a breath. It almost seems like we've been holding our breath. Well, I know I've been holding my breath and I have to remind myself to just step back and take slow, deep breaths every now and then because I just keep going and going and going. Ask yourself some questions and tap into the root of what you are feeling. The obvious answers to your stress may not be the real cause of it. I mean, there's so much going on outside of us and around us. It may seem like, of course I'm stressed. We've got COVID-19. All these celebrities are passing away. We don't even know them, but it's just like causing our world to crumble. There's social injustice. There's just so many things to be stressed about. Of course I'm stressed. But one of my favorite coaches, Cy Wakeman, says, go to the space behind the space. So if you just take a minute and quiet your mind, and just listen to your inner self say, am I really stressed right now? Or is it that everyone around me is stressed and in chaos? Now, the answer may be that you are stressed. But if you just take some time for yourself and clear out all the drama that's coming from without and go within, then maybe you can start to identify some steps to address that drama or those real things that are happening for you as an individual and happening around you in your sphere of control or your circle. Tip number two, be aware of the shoulds. Oh, those shoulds. Sometimes I get a real big case of the shoulds. And those are the things that you should be doing right now. I mean, it could be something as simple as cleaning your closet or something as big and complex as writing a book. The shoulds can get you in trouble sometimes because they can make you feel guilty. You can feel guilty about not meeting expectations, your own expectations or someone else's expectations, or the expectations that you think people have of you that aren't really true. Instead of getting a case of the shoulds, make a list of some goals that you have and then pick something. Make a plan. Pick a project and start working on that. You can start small. You don't have to start big. Sometimes we tell ourselves we should start big. We should do this. We should do that. However, this may be a time to give yourself some grace. There is a lot going on, and that does not have to mean you're giving yourself a pass or you're making an excuse. It may mean it's all that you have the capacity to do right now. Tip number three. Caring for your mental health in the chaos. We said say no to the drama and beware of the shoulds. But tip number three is big. I would be remiss to ignore that there are times when staying connected and avoiding hopelessness is difficult. And if you find yourself in that place, it's okay to ask for help. If you're in a place where you think that you've gone beyond the self-help, the fix-it-yourself situations, or you feel like it's more than just writing in a journal or taking a long walk, it's all right. there are places that can help. There are links in the post for this podcast. And there's also some services that you can reach out to. There's 1-800 numbers. You can even text to get resources. So I'm going to give those to you now. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. Or you can also text the word GO, that is G-O, to the number 741-741 to reach a trained crisis counselor through the crisis text line. That's a free 24/7 confidential line. So you may not be in that place. You may not necessarily be in crisis, but that is why caring for your mental health in the chaos is important. Mental health is about health. So take the time to say no to the drama, be aware to the shoulds, and stay connected to reality. Make a plan. Have an outlet. Make sure you know what your resources are. And if you need help, reach out. This has been I've Been Thinking, Kim's Coaching, and I thank you for listening today. And if you don't need those resources right now, share them with someone else. Over and out.
To schedule a session with Kim, visit www.kimregis.com, where you can learn more about her. You can also book a free life coaching consultation. Find the link to her book, Meeting Just Fine, A Life-Changing Encounter, available on Amazon.com. View her TED Style Talk and download useful resources. Tune in next week for more I've Been Thinking, Kim's Coaching.